Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we like to try to get you a little bit of free advice. And today we're talking about indoor winter plants. Pat Kevill, who's the owner of plantstore.ie, is with me in studio today, surrounded by some fabulous greenery. Pat, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. You are here to chat to listeners this afternoon about winter greenery that they can include in their home over the next couple of months. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Pat today. What makes a good houseplant well suited to my Irish homes during the winter months, Pat, first of all?
Well, Andrea, I suppose it's worth mentioning that all indoor plants in Ireland are outdoor plants in another part of the world. So the difference being is in the tropics, the light doesn't change that much from winter to summer. But here in Ireland, it does up in these northern latitudes. So therefore, there's a big kind of a change in the plant. It doesn't grow as much. It doesn't need as much water and it doesn't need any fertilizer. So it's to kind of that seasonally adjusted discomfort is what I'd call it. So you have to kind of understand that and accommodate the plant for that.
Are there certain groups of plants for which our Irish sitting rooms are just too hot, too warm for?
Generally not. Generally not. Unless you have it too close to a south-facing window.
Not with the price of electricity. On your gas and heating.
Not with the price of electricity. And that's the thing about our whole our centrally heated homes. You turn on the central heating in the winter. But it heats, it dries out the air, and then your tropical plants don't like that. We don't really recognise it. We could just take some water, but the leaves can feel it, and you can see the damage on it. So recommended then would be to reduce the water on the compost. I was going to bring in this tiniest watering can I could find, and then the largest sprayer. And then, so reduce the water in the compost and increase the water around the leaves of the plant.
Okay, simple as that. Right, loads of listener questions. What flowers would suit a conservatory during the winter months? I have plenty of green plants, but I want some colour.
Right, so she has, your listener has some, like orchids are a good one. Yeah, and they're long-lasting flowers. Then you can have cyclamen. You know, you can have an outdoor and an indoor cyclamen. An indoor cyclamen, doesn't take the frost. So an indoor cyclamen is a good one. Tree anemones are another lovely plant, and they have a lovely dark foliage, but they have a flower in the winter.
Okay.
Peace lilies, you know the peace lily? That's lovely green foliage with a white flower on it.
Yes.
So that's a winter flowering.
Winter conservatory.
Yeah, and amaryllis, you know the plants, those flowers that we see around Christmas time?
Yeah. They're suited as well. Mm. What plants are good on a windowsill that gets a lot of light in the winter? I've tried a few, but they've burned a little. It was too much for my aloe vera plant, says this listener.
Interesting. Isn't that a very interesting one? I think what is happening here is they're too close to the windowsill, but also maybe the sun that's lower in the sky in the winter is actually glaring in through the window pane, and it's burning the leaves of the plant. So step it back a little bit, and I think her aloe vera should do fine in it.
It'll do okay there. Right, listener has you'll have to help me out here now. Ficus robusta, is that
correct,
right? Yeah, it's getting quite tall. Do I just have to keep putting it into new and bigger pots? I actually know what these are.
Yeah. Do you have one?
No, but I did previously until I let it die. So probably shouldn't tell you that. But anyway.
Maybe the reason was, this person is looking to kind of repot it. And it's the right thing to do. Keep repotting it until you get it to the size that you want.
Yeah.
So if it's like 6 foot or 5 foot. And then after that, you can stop repotting it and then start pruning it. But your listener is correct here.
They've quite thick leaves, haven't they?
They have really rubbery, dark leaves. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there is some help for that lady.
Yeah, there is indeed.
Now, Texter got a second-hand monster plant.
Uh-huh.
When I got it, the previous owner had put a lot of the sticking out roots into glasses and small glass jars and filled them with water. I've tried taking them out of the water and removing the vase, but I think the roots have become too reliant on it now because some of the leaves have started to die. Is this normal? Are you supposed to do that with the roots of this particular plant? And if not, what should I do?
Yeah, well, see, the previous owner knew what they were doing. They were taking cuttings of the Monstera, putting them into water, letting them root, and then they were going to pot them up. So this person has all of these plants that are ready for potting up. So what they want to do is take them out with the roots, put them into a potting compost, pot them up into the plant, and then they will grow. But when you take them out of the water, they become water deficient and they die back. They dry out the leaves.
Okay.
So it's perfect time now just to pot them up, because that's the stage.
You have to pot them nearly now straight once you take them out.
Yeah, that or leave them in water.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have some indoor winter plant questions for Pat Kettle from theplantstore.ie. Now, can I grow a bougainvillea?
Thank you.
In my sunroom, asks this listener.
Yes, the listener, you can grow a bougainvillea in your sunroom. And then actually, that's a good winter flowering or a flowering plant for a sunroom. It's a long lasting flower, but you can, of course, you can grow that bougainvillea. It's a climbing plant, so it'll need some training along a wall. But perfect for a sunroom.
It looks beautiful, bright and pink.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And such an abundance of flowers on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What's the best time of the year to divide a lovely calla lily, an elephant ears plant? According to Carl, you'll have to tell me what they are now first.
Right, a calla lily, and then the elephant ear is the leaf looks like an elephant ear, is that dark foliage. And the calla lily, usually when you divide these, is in springtime to just put them into a new pot and let them take advantage of the long spring and summer months, day length, to grow. So springtime is the time to
hold out for a few months. Yeah. What's the best food to give plants, and should I do this during the winter?
Right. Well, that's a great question for overwintering indoor plants. So no is the answer to it. Mm. Don't give it any fertilizer through the winter. And then during the summer or in the springtime, anything that has a balanced N, P and K, nitrogen, potassium and phosphate. And then the thing about indoor plants is they don't require as much fertilizer as outdoor plants do in containers. So be very careful not to put too much fertilizer into it, because that'll burn the roots of it.
Okay.
So,
Aisling is wondering, she says, I have a large floor to ceiling south facing window and every plant I've put in it has died. It gets a lot of sun in the winter. What plant might you recommend for a position with strong sunlight?
So your ficus is one of the second largest family. It's a large family of plants and they love sunlight. It's interesting that all of our plants have done really badly in floor to ceiling.
Just like me.
have you got a floor to ceiling?
Like
floor
no, well, to, not, you know, not quite now, but I just all of my plants have died. Well, I've given up.
Artificial.
That's the route I'm going down.
In this case, I think it sounds like an ideal place to grow plants. Mm. Maybe a little bit of shading along the window, you know, to reduce down the amount of light that comes through it, or group the plants together and then step them back a bit from the window, and then choose your varieties like your ficus or which like a lot of light, and that could be towards the window side of it, and then group the ones that tolerate or would need a little bit more shade at the back of that, so they don't get direct sunlight. They get more dapple light that comes through the plant.
A lot of questions now about these Robusta rubber plants. Listener says they've recently started to lose some of their lower leaves and the stem has started to discolour. I haven't changed anything, but scared it might be dying. Any advice?
Yeah. See, like the low, it will, those ficus will sacrifice their lower leaves if there is a lack of light and most of the light is at the upper leaves. So it may not be functioning, you know, that lower bottom leaves may not be functioning. It may not be photosynthesizing inside of the green chlorophyll. So it's saying, we don't need this leaf. Let's concentrate on the ones to the top of it. And it's dropping it, or it's turning yellow.
Yeah, just on those, the bottom leaves, listener says their 3-year-old got at the bottom leaves of the rubber plant one day, picked all of them, all of the bottom leaves. It now only has leaves at the very top and it doesn't look good anymore. Can I save it?
Oh, you can, I suppose. You could, and they're so easy to pick off. Those little, they're kind of brittle and they kind of just break off and they have a little sound when they break off. So I can imagine how attractive it was for the little 3-year-old to be breaking it off. You can take a cutting on it. So you can cut the top of it.
Yeah.
You can take a cutting and put it into compost and score the bottom of it and put some rooting hormone on it. And it may root. There's a good chance it will happen when there's in springtime rather than the winter because we're into a reduced light. Although you could get a grow lamp and put it over it, which is another one for if you have a lot of plants in the winter, you can get some grow lamps and they help increase the light around the plant.
That'll help us. Listeners wondering, why would their compost get white mould, Pat?
White mould, yeah. So white mould on the top of compost is usually a bit of alkaline and it may be what is in the water. So it may not be a mould, it may be just a bit of a residue, of a lime residue that is sitting on the top of the compost on the top of the pot. you know. And you'll know that simply if you just move it around a little bit, it'll all, once it gets wet again, it'll all fade in colour and it'll fade back into the compost colour.
What's the best control for spider mite?
Spider mite. So there is a biological control for spider mite, and spider mite is one that comes in the winter time of the year, and it's a little, it's a biological control that you can get, and it actually eats the little spider. The other side of it is with the spider mite is just get a damp cloth and wipe off the underside of the leaves. There aren't that many leaves on the plant, and wipe off all of the underside of the leaves and you get rid of all of the spiders and all of their legs that they have.
Listener says they were told to spray their plants with bicarbonate of soda mixed with water. Would that be correct?
Bicarbonate
soda mixed with water.
Bicarbonate of soda is baking powder,
it
isn't
is baking
it?
Baking powder, like, I think.
Bicarbonate of soda. So that would be the leaves of it. It's going to leave a residue on it, you know, so it's not going to, it's going to look kind of white and there'll be a residue on it. It may be for the red spider mite, you know, that anything that is kind of, that has a kind of a high alkaline, really, they don't like it. So it actually kills off the spider eggs. So the bicarbonate soda may have been for that.
And just finally, Tom is wondering, can he sow herbs indoors in the winter?
You can, the Mediterranean herbs. You can put your seed on them, germinate them, and then you can grow them out. Like, it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks for them to germinate, and then you can grow them indoors, yes. So
you
it's
can.
It's worth trying, yeah, for sure.
Okay, but we'll have to get you back another day. Loads of listener questions coming in about winter greenery for inside people's homes. Pat Kevill, owner of theplantstore.ie. Pat, thanks a million for joining us here Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.